Well, good evening. Welcome to Oshkosh. For those of you who are returning, welcome back. For those of you who are first-timers, anybody a first-timer here tonight? All right. Welcome. Glad to have you here. Hope the first day wasn't too much for you. There's six more to come, so it couldn't have asked for better weather today. Hope you got out and saw some of the air show, took in some of the exhibits. There's some great airplanes here. I can't wait to see it all myself. So, again, welcome back for those of you who are returning, and welcome for our newcomers to AirVenture Oshkosh 2011. Now, tonight and every night, we start out with our volunteer drawing. Volunteers make AirVenture possible. More than 4,000 people volunteer their time to make this event happen, and we appreciate each and every one of them. But tonight we're going to single out six people who have won a $25 gift certificate for EAA merchandise. And our winners tonight are Ken Freisleben from the Comm Center, Juding Olinger from Vintage, Gene Zorn, who runs some of the trams, Dave Bolin from the Activity Center, Lance Zellers from Workshops, and David Haynes, also from trams. So congratulations to our winners for this evening. And just a reminder, if you are a volunteer, make sure you get your volunteer registration form from your chairman, and you too will be entered in the drawing. By the way, all of our winners' names will be posted at convention headquarters. So if you miss them here, you can always check in at headquarters. Well, we're going to start off our Monday night, as we do traditionally, with the Bill Barber Showmanship Award. And, of course, you know that air shows are one of the top spectator sports in the entire world, and we have one of the best here. And it's just amazing to watch the best of the best return to Oshkosh every year to put on that awesome and amazing air show for 7 days. And they all do it by donating their time and talent to make it happen. And we welcome back some of our air show performers and supporters sitting down front this evening. Good to have you here. Of course, Bill Barber was a favorite performer at Oshkosh and at many air shows for many years. Now, aside from his skill as a pilot, he also understood that there was an entertainment aspect to an air show performance. His energy, talent, and friendly demeanor, and his approachability endeared him to air show fans and his fellow air show pilots. In 1986, the Bill Barber Award for Showmanship was established to recognize the performer or team who best emulate the qualities of Bill Barber, the air show pioneer, while also being great artists in their own right. The Barber Award is presented annually by World Air Show News and the friends and family of Bill Barber. To present this year's award, please join me in welcoming the ICAS Hall of Fame member and air show announcer extraordinaire, Mr. Danny Clisham.
Well, good evening. What a day. Did everybody have a great time? Well, we're going to continue that tonight. Folks, Steve did a great job of explaining the award that's given once a year to one team or one individual that best exemplifies the flair and showmanship added to air shows that Bill Barber possessed and he passed on to each of us. We've got a very worthy group of recipients tonight, and we're going to introduce them to you. I'm going to bring Bill Barber II out here. He's Bill Barber's son, and he is continuing the tradition. So, Bill Barber, that's your cue. He's going to be a big, tall kid coming out here. There he is right there. Give Bill Barber II a big round of applause. To expand on what Steve mentioned to you, Steve Bust mentioned to you, that we are so happy that the award is given in such a sacred place such as Oshkosh. It beats any other facility in the world because here is the spirit of aviation and innovation, and here is the grassroots feeling of flying, and here the greatest air show pilots in the world entertain people from all over the world every year in this extravaganza. So thank you to the EAA for allowing us to have this privilege. Thank you very much. Bill Barber II is going to unveil the plaque at this time. And there is a big story behind that. As you look at it, I wonder if the cameras have that. Can you put the camera on Bill's award? Bill Barber is depicted in the cockpit. That's a great close-up. Thank you. The bottom portion there is Bill with his cockpit, open cockpit environment, his sunglasses on. And the angles represent flying wires and struts of an aeroplane. And then in the upper left, from my point of view, there is the control stick with the helmet and goggles of a Barnstormer airshow pilot resting on the stick. And the message more or less depicts that the performance has been completed. The headgear is resting on the stick, and we're waiting for the next show. So it means that another great performance has been completed. Well, we always like to present the award to the new recipients. It's passed on by last year's recipients, who were, until today, the current owners of that. So let's bring out Steve and Suzanne Asbury Oliver to help present the award to the new individuals. Skywriters and Super Chipmunk pilots and Super Cub pilots and career Pepsi-Cola Skywriters. And we'd also, too, like to thank the fact that this award is perpetuated year after year by a great trade publication we have in our business called World Air Show News. Jeff and Sandy Parnow and Mr. Jim Fromberger are the people that do the tough job of editing that and putting that out on a regular basis. It is the news in the air show business as it is current in the particular season and any new things that might be coming up. And every time we get our World Air Show News in the mail, we open it up immediately to see if there is a picture of us inside. And if they tell you any different, they're kidding you. And if there's not, that's what happens to the copy.